Welcome to episode 397 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Here at Outlander Travel, we're always on the lookout for new, fun, and exciting ways to explore the world we live in. Recently, Lindsay had the opportunity to sail with Emerald Cruises and experience life on board the Emerald Sun. So let's get started. So when we were just talking about the intro for this, I was kind of new to the topic and what we were recording tonight, and I have no idea what Emerald Waterways is, to tell you the truth. Okay. Of all the river cruises, I can't say that I've heard of them.
No. So it's it's fairly new, 2013, but they are the sister company of Scenic Waterways. So Scenic is a more upscale, luxury, all-included experience. And Emerald is, you know, in the past, I always thought it was kind of like their value brand or their less expensive brand. But now I feel like that needs to be rebranded almost, because when you hear the word value, you think like, oh, this is the discount. But now having sailed with them, I don't agree with that at all. I think it's more customizable. Instead of having everything included, there are some options that you can choose to pay additional for or not do. Like they have a drink package, a river cruise with a drink package.
Wow.
So do they have different excursions are they included or they have like a base one that you get and then you can upgrade and do something else?
They have a base excursion, but there are some additional like Emerald Plus experiences you can pay a little bit more for. That being said, even with the plus experience, you're still not going to have all of the same things that you would get on like a Scenic, where maybe if you're going to go to this one little town and go to the cultural center, you're going to have a opera singer or a private performance just for you. You're not going to get that. That's not, you know, you have some experiences you pay more for, but this is much more customizable. You're going to get that local tour that kind of covers everything, and you're going to get a good guide. You're going to get a good experience, but it leaves kind of more time in your day. And if you are traveling, if you're traveling with a group or wanting to do things kind of on your own a little bit, I think it's a little more freedom for that. I was so surprised with the service and the quality and everything about this experience just kind of blew me away. So it's not different in the ways that you would normally think. You're thinking you're losing service or you're losing this or accommodations when you come down in price, but it's actually just gives you a little more freedom to kind of put that money into something else that you might want to do instead.
Like so
snacks.
Yeah.
Beer and souvenirs. Beer.
Yeah, no beer.
No, what? Oh, beer is delicious. So, and that's what my focus on was this tour. As I was looking for trying to test this out, see if it'd be a good home for a group. And I think this would be a fantastic ship for a group that maybe had some alternative focus, like beer or food or culture or something else that you were specifically traveling to do pre or post. Accommodations on board are kind of broad. I mean, it is a little bit basic, but the ship has a modern feel to it, which feels a little bit younger to me. I know when you think of like a river cruise, if I had to describe this in three words, it would be modern. It would be hip. It would be very flexible. And that, you know, the first two, at least modern and hip, are not words that you would ever think to free associate with most river cruise experiences, but I could definitely see this is perfect for a little bit of a younger demographic, maybe people who want to take advantage of all of the wonderful things about river cruising, about the flexible, how close you can get to these destinations and the ease of travel and having certain things taken care of for you with that flexibility. One of my favorite things on board this ship, they have a spa pool area indoors and it has a retractable roof, an indoor pool on a river cruise.
Yeah. And there's something else cool about that one too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's got a, so that particular pool, it, so the dance floor is underneath the pool. So they can change that room completely. The dance floor comes up, the water goes down and everything dries out. They put chairs back there and it's a movie theater at night and they have popcorn and there's an espresso machine back there. And there's one in the main lounge area. There were quite a few, I know I'm bouncing around a little bit here, but there were quite a few things that surprised me.
Okay. So my question though, is you'd said they do a drink package. So a lot of times on river cruising, we know that the drinks are included with like lunch and dinner. So do they not include drinks with lunch and dinner? Do you have to get the package for that?
There's like beer and wine that are included with your meals. But you have, and I took a picture so because I couldn't remember how much it was. There's a non-alcoholic package. So you can get like soft drinks and juices and mocktails and stuff, which mm-hmm. is like eight ninety euro a day. So almost 9 euros a day. The extended package gives you a selection of wines by the glass, draft beer and soft drinks to be available throughout your day. So it was just a limited amount of selection for 12.50 a day. And then the premium package, which is the one I got, is $24.50 a day. And that is unlimited, the entire menu, everything they've got, all the cocktails and wine unlimited per day. And the cool thing about this is, let's say you start your cruise off and you don't think like the first couple of days that you're going to use this. So you don't get it. And then about 2 or 3 days in your cruise, you're like, you know what? I'm spending more time here. I'm spending more money. You can add it on. You don't have to add it day one. You don't have to have it paid for day one. It's really kind of a flexible.
So is it retro to your drinks you already had, or does it
still? No, mine was not retroed. I got mine on the second day. Mine was not retroed, but the first day I only had about less than what I would have paid the first day anyway. So,
that's
but
cool.
I like
cool option.
Yeah. There's no regret later. Like, gee, I should have got the drink package because I know I've been on an ocean cruise or two. I wish I'd done that. but yeah, that was something that was very different and unique. The feel, like I said, the bar area, the lounge area feels very modern. It's got this beautiful like black glass bar and like white lighting and the gray furniture. So we're talking like a real, like a gray and purple, very modern feel to this ship. The aesthetic is quite different. And the rooms are a little plain compared to what you would find on some of the other lines, but I think they're very functional. And in fact, I was pleasantly surprised with the, with like the size of my shower and the size of my bathroom. And this is one of the few river cruise ships that they have solo rooms. Now they're in the bottom of the ship with that little sliver window that I don't want to be in.
The duck view. What do they call it? Swan view.
Swan view. So I was in a panoramic suite and I didn't know what to expect because I'm a little bit spoiled by a few other river cruise lines. And I like my whole window opening up. I like being able to open the whole wall and enjoy the breeze at night or listen to the water. So I was a little concerned with this because the window only opens halfway. Oh, I love that we have video now. So I like it. People actually, but the window only opens halfway, and you got to push the little, like, it's electric, and the little button's like, and then it goes down. So it's a little bit, that part was a little bit annoying, but I just picked when I wanted open and would have it open and then close it. But it was very adequate. They use Quiet Box system, just like several of the other companies that we're used to. They have these amazing water bottles that you get to keep. They've got the coat in. I'm allergic to metal, so they've got the coating inside, which is really nice. But because I was the only one in my cabin, I got two of them. You get to keep them. So I would use them for one for water and one for soda, or one for coffee in the morning and one for soda or water in the afternoon. And really, really cool. You get this very useful backpack when you sail with them. Of course, Scenic does that too, but it's got like security pockets on the bottom and just kind of a different feel. Definitely, I think, very much a good fit for young people or for middle-aged our age or people who want a more flexible schedule or might be doing custom itineraries. And they do offer custom themed cruises, which is something that I'm working on right now for a group for. So
would you say for somebody that wants to experience a river cruise, but just can't do the budget of, you know, AMA or one of the other ones, is this a good place to start?
Definitely. I definitely think so. Who I don't think this is for is if you are a Scenic lover or, you know, if you've been on X amount of AMA cruises or Uniworld or something, like you're used to that. Everything's all included, taken care of for you. I don't think this is the cruise line for you. I think that there are some that you would probably be a little bit disappointed in not having all of those things taken care of. But if you're more independent, if you've never sailed before and you want kind of a jumping off point, if you're someone who's maybe doesn't, you know, wants those benefits, like I said, of having the discount or having the prearranged travel and transportation things taken care of for you, this is it. But you want the flexibility to kind of build on your own. This is it. I did a special group. We did a special beer tour, and we were able to do that because we had so much flexibility in the schedule. Now I've sailed even quite recently with a couple other river cruise companies that I wouldn't have been able to fit that in my schedule because they had so many tour options during the day that there's just wasn't enough time. Whereas this itinerary, we were able to build it in and have free time to do it. So
is it a better price point as well?
It is.
Yeah. I'm looking at them right now and I'm amazed at how well they price.
Right?
It's like ocean pricing.
Yes. Yeah. It is definitely, It was a shock to me. Completely shocked to me. I was very worried about the quality of the service. I was worried about the food. Because when you start, I mean, I love river cruising, but I started here.
Yeah,
I did too.
So we're coming back. And I was, this is good. I might not like the food. The chef is a former Crystal chef. They brought the chef up from Crystal.
Well, so it's a good thing they got him before the boat.
The food was phenomenal. For what, you know, and again, wasn't, you know, steak and lobster.
So do they tailor their food to their destination? Like, do that better than others.
Yeah. So if you want the local regional wine pairings that are meticulously done every night, not the cruise line. If you want a good standard wine, this is, you know.
No, I said food.
But are they at least
it's local? All connected, Sandy. It's local, yeah.
But are they at least local wines as opposed to, you know,
they're giving me goulash in Hungary.
It's not as tailored to local wine, but the food was very regional. Okay. The food was very, and I think that has more to do with the chef. I think that always has more to do with the chef and their preferences. But I had, what was it, like a vegetable quiche or something? Not a quiche, vegetable strudel, vegetable strudel or something. It was so good. I got the recipe for it so that I could make it at home. And he was very nice and did that. But I had some very standout, incredible meals I was not expecting to have. I was expecting it to be palatable, but, you know, kind of in that budget with the price. Because like George said, looking at the prices for this, I did. You should never assume in travel. And this is why we have to experience so many different products, so we don't ever become tunnel visioned or biased, so we can give you guys all of the options that are out there. But this company really did, shock me. And
did
I can't
you
wait
travel to with anybody who had any special diet things like
gluten? I did not. Okay. I did not. I know that they do accommodate, most cruise lines or cruise or ocean will now accommodate. They have to.
Well, I found because I recently sailed and there was a lady that was actually complaining that there weren't enough gluten-free options. And I don't think it was the cruise line. I think it was the part of the world we were in that it's just, there weren't that many options.
It really is hard and certain. I mean, even when we were in Romania,
yeah. It's like, here's your salad. Here's your salad. Here's your fruit plate. Here's your salad.
Yes.
Things that you can eat. Yeah. But I don't think it was good, but it wasn't as detail paired to the region, if that makes sense. I think that's a special feature you pay more for, but you know, you're going to get that with a couple of the other cruise lines where that's what they're known for. They're known for that local connection. And I mean, I didn't feel it as much with this one. I mean, it was definitely, we had some regional food, but I didn't feel it as much with this one, but the food was good and so much better than I was expecting. The service was good too. The bar staff was good. I don't think that they had the variety with wine, even with the traditional regular wine and booze that was there, that you're going to find again on like one of the upper luxury lines.
Could you bring it on board though?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
so I mean, if you found a couple of beers or a bottle of wine or something and you bring it on board, they would let you drink it. You didn't have to pay a corkage fee.
Yep. No corkage fee. They let you drink it. They'd chill it for you. I brought beer on every single day. I brought beer or wine on because I wanted to try. We had some greats. I mean, this itinerary I did was pretty unique. I mean, we went to Zentandra and we started in Budapest, went to Zentandra, went to Serbia, went to Belgrade, went to Novi Sad, went to Croatia, went to Vukovar, and then went back to and I can't say it, the Kolksa.
So you did the excursion in all the places?
Mm-hmm. I did the excursions everywhere. I was super impressed with the excursions.
Did they have any kind of active stuff or did they have choices?
There were choices. There are some more healthy choices. And like many other river cruise companies, some of them who market it a little bit better than others, they have bikes on board that you can use for free. Okay. And there's paddle locks included in helmets, and you can kind of take them and do your own thing if you want to. But yeah, there were more active. I didn't notice as many, like there wasn't a gentle walker group that I noticed. I think this is more of like,
are they going for the younger people kind of the intro to river cruising kind of?
I think they're kind of, I didn't notice. This was again a very unique itinerary, so we didn't have very many. We had a couple people that had some mobility issues, but they did make accommodations for them. I mean, in one of the places where we had there was a steep ramp, they came up with a wheelchair to help someone on and off, and really did kind of go a little bit farther than I was expecting them to, service wise in that respect. None of these ships are ADA compliant. It's not the way it is.
Not a European. That's an American thing, not a European thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that the suite, because I did tour all the categories, and I think that there are a couple rooms on board that could potentially be okay for somebody with some concerns. it's not obviously going to accommodate everybody, but I did, that's something I look for when I travel. And there were a couple here. It's a completely different experience, I think, than the other companies that I've sailed with. So, but I don't know if they're intentionally going after the younger crowd, but they should be. They really should be.
They are, because I've had people mention it to me, and you know, like I wasn't real familiar with it before. And I'm like, where do you hear about them? You know, like, why are you asking about them? But yeah. So, and it is like a young, active person that asked me about it. So.
And it's not, it's definitely, I don't think it's on a lot of people's radar. I think it's a really good opportunity to kind of get you, dip your toe in, and I'll have a really shortly here. I'll have a group that everybody can book into. But I just think the customizability of it is what kind of drew me to it, because it's a great base to start a group with and have that flexibility. Because there's some, I mean, like Serbia, there's some amazing beer, and wonderful cultural experiences all over the world. So there are some very unique experiences going back to the shore excursions with this that I thought, again, you think in your mind, oh, this is so much less, so we're going to really be missing out on things in these areas, and they're going to be cutting corners somewhere to save money. But I forget what it's called, the traditional Hungarian, the plains experience with the horsemen. And where they're doing the demonstration, the farm that we went to and the demonstration, I've done this three times now, twice at another place. And then at the end of this, the one we went to was the hands down best experience of that I've ever had. It was so cool. It was such a unique, they pulled us out of the crowd. I got pulled out into the arena, and they did this thing with the whip where they're trying to whip you, that, you know, it was a demonstration on how they deal with mother-in-laws in Hungary. And apparently I now am the age demographic where I look like a mother-in-law, which was really, really hard to, I'm still recovering. But so I get pulled out into the arena, and they take the whip, and they're like, guy cracks the whip around, and it like, he thinks it's gonna like go around me, and he's gonna pull me. I grabbed the whip, like pulled it. And I had someone took a great picture of it. So I have a bunch of great pictures from this.
You'll have to, put that up on the podcast.
Put up in the podcast.
YouTube channel.
But
yeah, Lindsay playing with the whip.
The entertainment was great on board. There was super interactive trivia. Oh, I can't avoid this. And it was hard. I mean, you guys, it was like history buff. There was fun trivia, but then there was like some really hard trivia, and they got into it. They brought out like the screen, and they had the points and the teams, and it was probably the most interactive trivia I've seen on a river cruise, to be honest. So there were lots of activities, lots of unique activities that you would kind of not associate more with a ocean cruise, I guess, than with a river cruise. So that's something worth noting. The movie nights and the back of the ship or in the spot area were pretty fun. The seats are very comfortable. That's such a great place to hang out during the day. I went swimming so many times, and as someone who loves being in the water, it was so nice to be able to do that on a river cruise. It's kind of a marriage of the two things I love most in the world. River cruising and water. So to be able to, and you're just looking that pool, you're looking out the window at the back of the ship. And so to be in the water while we were sailing out of Budapest and sailing back out of Serbia, and it was a very, very, very unique way to kind of experience that. And then I got to experience the roof being open too. They opened the roof. And the one thing I do wish they have a bar set up back there, but they didn't really have alcohol. They had popcorn and they had cookies and things like that, snacks, the espresso machine. I know I mentioned that, but it is probably the coolest self-serve cappuccino, espresso. Like, it was one of those really big, awesome ones that I have ever seen on any of the cruise lines. I don't know where they got this machine from, but I missed it. I missed it when I,
You know how many ships they have? Do they have a lot sailing?
They have several. There's the, I should know this, but I don't.
I mean, this is the Danube, but are they like on the Rhone or the Rhine or anything?
So they are on, on the Danube, the Main, the Moselle, the Rhine, the Rhone, the Douro, and the Mekong. Okay.
So all of them.
They've got, I mean, yeah, they've got all the same
standard ones.
Yeah, special.
Sounds like they go where scenic goes, I guess.
Yeah. Christmas markets, epic voyages, the Passion Play, there's the Floriade, the Tulip, the Garden Festival. So there are quite a few different options. I think the Dawn, the Destiny, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ships. Nine ships, and then they do have two super yachts as well, the Azura and the Sahara. And oh my gosh, it looks amazing. That'll be my next experience, hopefully. But this was very, very impressive to me, and I'm so glad that I got to experience this. And again, I don't think it's going to be for everybody, but I think the people that this is going to be a great fit for, it's really going to be a great fit, because I could definitely see myself sailing with them several more times and being just as content. And it's kind of a relief to know that even after, you know, it didn't feel like a step down. I didn't feel like at all like I was missing something.
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.